Your final score, Pella will defeat ADM 12-3, earn their 21st win of the season, and wrap up the final full week of the regular season. It's our continuing coverage of Pella Baseball with head coach Jesse Jablonski following a 12-3 win. That, coach, if you were just looking at the scoreboard, felt like a dominating game, but obviously it wasn't that way. Through five innings, back and forth with the Tigers, it went. Your guys were able to pull away at the end. Your thoughts about maybe a few things you'd still like to clean up, but ultimately being able to finish strong here and close the week with a big win.
Yeah, it was a nerve-wracking first five innings, that's for sure. You know, we came out with the two big runs in the first, took advantage of a couple of miscues, and, you know, looked good. Tegan threw well tonight, which was great to see. You know, that was really promising. First time back in a couple of weeks for him, and just a couple of miscues there on our part, you know, on the mound and in the field to give up three and you know, fall behind. But our guys really didn't panic again. They've done it a few times this season where, you know, we do fall behind, but they stay on track. They stay consistent with their approach at the plate, and really started stringing at bats together. You know, with the last couple times through the order, and we get a pitcher on the ropes, and it was really good to see us finish off a pitcher with something that we've struggled with this year. But I just thought that the entire team, our first couple of times through the order, we were 6-for-18 on quality at bats. The last two times through the order, we were 13-for-15. So it was great to see us make the adjustment that we needed there, and just get ourselves back on track and come up with that big win. It's a lot of really good at-bats there in those last couple innings, so that was good to see. And really, outside of that one inning with the three spot that we gave up, you know, our pitchers really threw it well, and we played pretty good defense throughout the rest of the game. So, one little slip up there in the middle of the game defensively, but, it happens. And it's good to see our offense bounce back.
Well, how important is that, knowing that when it comes to postseason time, there will be the added pressure, right? And, you know, you get in those scenarios where you have some base running errors or you have some defensive errors. You could let that get to you, especially in the pivotal moment of the game, right? Your 7-9 are coming up. You're feeling a little down on yourself, down 3-0. Your top guys had just gotten mowed down a little bit there, 10 set down on the road at one point. And then Lincoln starts with a pretty good at bat, at least getting some pitches thrown. And then Lucas hits a home run, which you're not going to expect from your 7-9 every time, but it's the importance of the quality at bats, especially after a lot of adversity.
Absolutely. You know, and you're right. Lincoln had a good at bat. And just, you know, and again, even though you get out a good at bat, you know, can still lead to confidence in the rest of the order. And Lucas put together a great at bat. He fouled off three or four two strike pitches, and he got a mistake curveball that was left out over the plate. And he did what he was supposed to with a bad, you know, mistake pitch that was hung, and that just really seemed to ignite the rest of the offense. We get a double and a hit by pitch, and then, you know, a couple of hits after that again, and we were off and running. So, you know, give credit to the bottom of the order, because if we can be dangerous down there, it just gives a ton of confidence to the entire team, the entire lineup. And when 7-9 can contribute like they did tonight, that makes our offense really, really good.
Here, Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch finished their week 2-1. And again, the other headline, you already alluded to it tonight, is Tegan Hoekstra returning. So he's been battling from injury all season, came back, got hurt again in a different spot, shut down for nearly 2 weeks, comes back, not bad certainly in that first inning, but a little shaky just getting back out, and then all of a sudden looked more like the Tegan we're used to. It's wholly unfair to expect what Tegan did last postseason to come this postseason, but having 6'5" lefty who throws in the mid-80s can't be a bad thing, especially if he can get himself back to even throw two or three innings in some of these big games coming up.
Absolutely. You know, is he going to be a 110-pitch guy in the playoffs that's going to go seven innings? Probably not. But can he be a 60-80-pitch guy that can go out and give us maybe four innings, five innings, whatever it might be, and then turn it over to our bullpen, which, again, we've got a lot of good arms in that bullpen. So, you know, we don't need to be seven-inning Tegan Hoekstra, but if we can be a good four- or five-inning Tegan, we're going to take that all day long. So, you know, we're not sure where that rotation will end up yet, but, you know, hopefully Tegan will get maybe one more regular season outing next week sometime. But tonight was a really good step in the right direction after what he's been feeling these last couple of weeks. His last bullpen a couple of nights ago, he felt really, really good. So we were excited to hear that. We were excited to see him back on the mound again, because, again, he's just a guy that the rest of this team feeds off of too. You know, when he's out there on the field, the rest of the guys are just having a lot of fun around him, and it's great to see.
Well, and you talked a lot about in the preseason about the depth of this pitching staff, and it will be tested now. Because when you went preseason, you thought, well, we have a lot of guys, but Tegan and Nathan are probably going to throw six innings a game and get us to inning seven. That's probably not going to happen this postseason with the injuries and just the unrealistic expectation of 110 pitches. The good news is, especially Samuel and Hayes showing here tonight and throughout the year, other guys contributing as well, that you have some depth and that you could be maybe more of a spot team. Not everyone wants to do that, but you may be making a lot of calls to the bullpen in the postseason, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, the silver lining to some of the injuries that we've had is a lot of these other pitchers have got a lot of innings this year and a lot of experience in some different positions. Some, you know, they've been starters, they've been relievers. You know, those main five arms, you know, have got a lot of experience in some key situations and some tough situations. They've started games. You know, so I think that's going to play for us really well when it comes to postseason, because they're not going to be in any unfamiliar situations. They've been there, they've done it all season long, and they've had to come through in some key spots, and they've done it over and over again, and now they're ready for that postseason run.
So you finished the week 2-1, 21 wins. I don't know if Monday's loss probably hurts you too bad in the rankings. We'll find out Monday. Regardless, your postseason journey set, but you still have a couple tune-ups left, starting with senior night on Monday. Obviously a senior night that I think you've been looking forward to, but also in the back of your head probably dreading a little. Your son's senior class, the Dutch Dozen, coming up on Monday, getting to honor them, and more importantly, maybe up to 14 innings to get more tune-up, and really your last realistic go-hard night with your 3 days of rest between then and Friday. I mean, obviously a lot of emotions coming Monday, but also a big opportunity, maybe your last real good chance to get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, I think our guys are excited for next week. You know, we talked about it out in the huddle after the game tonight, and they're excited to get to next week and see where the postseason takes them. But yeah, we got to get through Monday first, and we're going to celebrate our seniors. Those 12, the Dutch Dozen, as you refer to them as. You know, those guys have played a lot of baseball together. It's been a lot of fun. You know, personally, yeah, with Lucas being a part of that group, I've seen those 12 guys play a lot of baseball growing up, and both with each other and against each other with travel ball and everything. So it'll be a special night on Monday, and definitely looking forward to it, both from a coach's standpoint and from a dad's standpoint too. Look forward to celebrating all those guys. They've done a lot of great things. Some of them are going to continue to do great things even at the next level, but Monday will be a great night to celebrate those guys. And then I think after that, that's when we really can turn the page and really start focusing on what Friday is going to bring. We still got to play on Wednesday. You're exactly right. Don't want to look past that, but I think after Monday's night celebration of the seniors and letting them go out on hopefully a high note on Monday, on their night, then we can really turn the page and get ready for a Keokuk on Friday.
I'll say Wednesday is just your last chance to shake the rust off, so to speak, and then you go into Friday. And I think the best news maybe that you could hear, and it's been a long time since you can say this, after you left Grinnell last week, that's the last road trip you make between now and potentially either the end of your season or, more hopefully, a road to Sioux City. So you get to be here at home for the next really 2 weeks between now and that potential state tournament run. And regardless of what happens, these guys will get to finish it off here and hopefully send you to Sioux City.
Absolutely. You know, that's what they've played for all year. They wanted to have home playoff advantage, and they've earned it. So, you know, I'm proud of these guys for what they've done all season long, and they've shown up, and they've played good baseball all season long. I think, you know, pitching and defense has been a strength of ours. We've shown flashes of offense, throughout the season here and there. You know, we're still looking for a little bit more consistency, and hopefully tonight is the start of that run on the offensive side that can carry into next week.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Pella 12, 8-3 to finish this week, their final full week of the regular season at 2-1. That's head coach Jesse Jablonski. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. As the Dutch move into the postseason next week, Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you right back here Monday for senior night.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew.